Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is Fletcher Henderson's recordings of BIX tunes. What I did was go through the discography by Fletcher Henderson and picked all the tunes that I found that had been recorded or would have been recorded by BIX. The program will be a little longer because this is the complete set of recordings by Fletcher Henderson of BIX tunes. Okay, let's get started with the music. I really don't need to tell you about Fletcher Henderson, so let's go straight to the music because I have so many recordings to play. The first one is Somebody Stole My Gal. This is from April 16, 1924. We have Elmer Chambers and Howard Scott on cornet, Teddy Nixon on trombone, Don Redman, Coleman Hawkins, Lonnie Brown on reeds. Fletcher Henderson is the pianist and arranger. Charlie Dixon on banjo, Ralph Escudero on tuba, Kaiser Marshall on drums. I will follow that with Copenhagen. This is October 30, 1924. We have Fletcher Henderson, piano arranger and director, Elmer Chambers, Howard Scott and Louis Armstrong on trumpet, Charlie Green trombone, Buster Bailey clarinet alto sax, Don Redman clarinet alto sax, Coleman Hawkins clarinet tenor sax, Charlie Dixon banjo, Ralph Escudero brass bass, Kaiser Marshall on drums. This is one that BIX recorded with the Wolverines, and the arrangement was published and had been used by many bands at the time. So let's listen then to a couple of tunes that BIX recorded, but these are recordings by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. First, Somebody Stole My Gal, and then Copenhagen, 1924.
Thank you.
Let's move to October 1st, 1925 for a recording of Carolina Stomp. That was recorded by Bix under the name of Flock of Blues. This recording by Fletcher Henderson is sort of a novelty thing. We have Elmer Chambers, Joe Smith, and Louis Armstrong on trumpet, Charlie Green on trombone, Buster Bailey, Don Redman, Coleman Hawkins on reeds, Fletcher Henderson on piano, Charlie Dixon on banjo, Bob Escudero tuba, and Kaiser Marshall on drums. Let's go to December 8, 1926 for a recording of Clarinet Marmalade. This is one that Fletcher Henderson recorded later again, but this is the earlier version. We have Russell Smith, Joe Smith, and Tommy Latner on trumpet, Benny Morton trombone, Buster Bailey, Don Redman, Coleman Hawkins on reeds, Fletcher Henderson is on piano, Charlie Dixon banjo, June Cole tuba, Kaiser Marshall on drums. And what's interesting is that this recording was made before the one by Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra, but it includes that In a Mist interlude. So let's listen to Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra in a couple of Bix tunes. First, Carolina Stomp, also known as Flock of Blues, then Clarinet Marmalade. Thank you. Let's go now to January 19, 1927 for Baby Won't You Please Come Home. This is one that Bix recorded with the Frankie Trombauer's Orchestra. We have Russell Smith, Joe Smith, Tommy Ladner on trumpet, Benny Morton, Jimmy Harrison on trombone, Buster Bailey, Don Redman, Coleman Hawkins on reeds, Fletcher is on piano, Charlie Dixon on banjo and guitar, June Cole tuba, Kaiser Marshall on drums. The vocal is by Evelyn Thompson. I will follow that with one of Bix's best known recordings. This is I'm Coming Virginia. Fletcher Henderson recorded it on May 11, 1927 with Russell Smith, Joe Smith and Tommy Ladner on trumpet, Jimmy Harrison, Benny Morton trombone, Buster Bailey, Don Redman, Coleman Hawkins on reeds, Fletcher Henderson piano, Charlie Dixon banjo, June Cole tuba, Kaiser Marshall is on drums, and the vocal is by, correction, the pianist here is Fats Waller. So let's listen then to a couple of recordings that Bix had made, but these are Fletcher Henderson. So let's listen to Fletcher Henderson in a couple of Bix tunes. First, Baby Won't You Please Come Home, and then I'm Coming Virginia, 1927.
Thank you.
Let's move now to January 19, 1927, correction, March 19, 1927, for two recordings that Biggs had waxed with the Wolverines in 1924. But this is March 19, 1927, Fugitive Feet and Sensation Rag. We have Joe Smith, Tommy Ladner, and Russell Smith on trumpet, Benny Morton and Jimmy Harrison on trombone, Buster Bailey, Don Redman, Coleman Hawkins on reeds, June Cole on tuba, Fletcher Henderson is at the piano, Charlie Dixon on banjo guitar, and Kaiser Marshall is on the drums. So let's listen then to a couple of recordings that Biggs had made with the Wolverines. But this is Fletcher Henderson, 1927.
Thank you.
Let's go to October 24th, 1927 for first Goose Pimples and then Baltimore. This is Fletcher Henderson under the name of the Dixie Stompers. Russell Smith, Tommy Latnier on trumpet, Jimmy Harrison trombone, Buster Bailey, Jerome Pasquale clarinet, alto sax, Coleman Hawkins on clarinet, tenor sax, Fletcher Henderson piano, Charlie Dixon banjo. And the arranger for Goose Pimple is probably Don Redman. On the other hand, the arrangement for Baltimore appears to have been done by Jack Purvis. So here is Fletcher Henderson as the Dixie Stompers, Goose Pimples, Baltimore, October 24th, 1927.
Thank you.
Let's move to November 26, 1927 for a recording of Sorry. These are Fletcher Henderson's Collegians with the personnel probably Russell Smith, Joe Smith, Bobby Stark, trumpet, Benny Morton, Buster Bailey, Jerome Pasquale, Coleman Hawkins on reeds, Fletcher Henderson piano, Charlie Dixon on banjo, June Cole tuba, Kaiser Marshall on drums, and Andy Razaf is on the vocal, and depending on the label, he's listed as James Johnson, Dan Smith, Harry Woods, Harry White. I will follow that with Raising the Roof. This is April 1929. We have Henderson's Roseland Orchestra with Rex Stewart, Bobby Stark on trumpet, probably Charlie Green and Jimmy Harrison on trombone, Buster Bailey, Harvey Boone, Coleman Hawkins on reeds, Fletcher Henderson is on piano, Clarence Holiday on banjo, Del Thomas on tuba, and there's no drummer in this recording. So let's listen then to Fletcher Henderson. First in 1927, Sorry, and then 1929, Raising the Roof. We are now in 1931. First, from February 5th, 1931, My Pretty Girl. This is one that Biggs recorded with the Gene Goldcat Orchestra. We have Russell Smith, Bobby Stark, Rex Stewart on cornet, Jimmy Harrison on trombone, Claude Jones also on trombone, Benny Carter, Harvey Boone, Coleman Hawkins on reeds, Fletcher Henson at the piano, Clarence Holliday, banjo, guitar, John Kirby, tuba, Walter Johnson on drums. The vocal here is by Loyst Depp, and the arranger is Benny Carter. And we'll follow that with a recording from March 1931. Tiger Rag, this is one that Biggs recorded with the Wolverines. We have Russell Smith, Bobby Stark, and Rex Stewart on trumpet. I guess Rex Stewart is on cornet. Jimmy Harrison and Benny Morton on trombone. Benny Carter, Harry Boone, Coleman Hawkins, Russell Procope on reeds, Clarence Holliday tuba, John Kirby also tuba. Correction, Clarence Holliday is on banjo or guitar, John Kirby on tuba, Walter Johnson on drums. So let's listen then to first My Pretty Girl, one that Biggs recorded with Gene Colquett, then Tiger Rag, one that Biggs recorded with the Wolverines, but these are the musicians in the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra, February and March 1931.
Up in pretty clothes, oh boy, she's in style, my pretty girl. Oh, how I love my pretty girl. I'd give the world to hear her say, let's go and find a bungalow. Oh, how I love my pretty girl. Thank you.
We now come to the recording of Singing the Blues, the quintessential Big Spider Beck recording. This is Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, and there are two recordings. It's really Connie Zinn Orchestra. Two recordings. This is a remarkable event in 1931. A working band going back several years to recreate a recording by another band. We have Russell Smith, Bobby Stark, and Rex Stewart. The first two on trumpet, Rex Stewart on cornet, Benny Morton and Jimmy Harrison on trombone, Russell Procopi, Claude, Benny Carter, Harvey Boone, Coleman Hawkins on reeds, Fletcher Henderson piano, Clarence Holiday banjo guitar, John Kirby tuba, brass, bass, Walter Johnson on drums. That was April 10, 1931. The band, Connie Zinn Orchestra, recorded Singing the Blues again on April 29, 1931. Rex Stewart on cornet, Russell Smith, Bobby Stark on trumpet, Claude Jones, Benny Morton trombone, John Kirby tuba, Russell Procopi, Harvey Boone, Coleman Hawkins on reeds, Fletcher Henderson piano, Clarence Holiday guitar, Walter Johnson drums. The arranger is Bill Chalice. So here is Fletcher Henderson's orchestra as Connie Zinn Orchestra doing repertory work in 1931, recreating Bigs and Tramps' recording of Singing the Blues. Thank you. it is remarkable, in my opinion anyway, how many of the big tunes were recorded by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. At one point in time, Fletcher Henderson sort of went back into nostalgia and recorded a number of older tunes, and in particular the recording of Singing the Blues Twice, a remarkable event in which an orchestra goes back a few years and recreates the recording, the arrangement of another band. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.